Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back. I don't know why my voice is raspy and lost. It sounds like I've had like the craziest week in California, but realistically, I literally had the most chill, relaxing week. And for some reason, my voice is just not here. So ignore that. I don't have an explanation for you. But I just got back from California a couple days ago, and it was such a fun trip because we were touring apartments, and it's the first time that we actually felt like we were going to live there, like that our moving date was getting closer, and it was just really exciting. So that's kind of the life update. We just got back and we didn't find the one. When we find the one, I'll tell you guys, but we definitely found some good options to fall back on if in the next 3 weeks we don't find something else. But yeah, it was such a fun trip, just kind of getting to know the area, meeting a bunch of my friends. I actually met two new Instagram friends that I had never had met before, Autumn and Rebecca. They're both like foodie Instagram bloggers, which I feel like you guys probably know them. I feel like our whole community, all of like our friends and my friends of friends, we all just have like a very tight-knit community, and a lot of our subscribers and followers on different platforms kind of overlap onto each other's. And the reason I say that and like know that is because I feel like every time I'm with these people, I always get a lot of messages, and they do too, and we get a lot of comments. So it's really cool that you guys like know my friends, and I can just like talk about them as if, you know, as if you know them. But yeah, I met Autumn and Rebecca. Obviously Nat and Lindsay drove down too, and we hung out with Hunter. It was literally the best day. Like, we went to the beach, we got acai bowls. There was like a period where none of us were touching our phones. None of us were thinking about vlogging. We were literally just talking and like enjoying our company. And it was, I don't know, I just love being surrounded by people like that because it restores my like hope and like faith that there's a lot of people in the world that have the same mindset as me and the same passions, and that I just like get along with people really well. Because sometimes I can fall into a rut of like, oh my gosh, I am just so boring. Like, how am I going to make friends if I don't like to go out? Or how am I going to make friends if I'm antisocial, when I'm really not antisocial? I just don't love going to social events, but I love like hanging out and like going and getting acai bowls and sitting by the ocean and just talking. So the fact that all those girls like also had a really good day, and that we all just like didn't touch our phones and were very present, I love that. Like, obviously we touched our phones by the end of it, but I'm just saying like there was a huge chunk of the day where we were all just very present in the moment talking. And yeah, it was just such a good weekend. And we also tried so many different restaurants. Our goal for this trip was to try different restaurants. If you've been following me for a while, you know that Hunter and I will go on a trip, and the first day, if there's like a bakery that we love or a coffee shop that we went to that we loved the coffee, like we go back every single day. Instead of trying something new, we're like worried that we won't like it, so we just go back to the one that we know that we already like. And it just, it's not great for the vlog. It's not great for getting to know the area. So our goal this trip was to try new places every day and not go somewhere more than once, pretty much. So we did do that, kind of. We did go to Active Culture twice, but that the first time we went for acai and the second time we went for Froyo. So I feel like it's okay. Like, that one doesn't count. But yeah, it was just such a fun trip. And I definitely enjoyed the foods that I don't normally enjoy on this trip. Like ice cream, pasta, what else did we have? bagels. I mean, I don't know. I just ate a lot of food. I mean, of course, I enjoy these foods a lot. And you guys know I practice balance on a weekly basis, a daily basis. But like every single meal we were going out to eat, and there wasn't really a lot of like options that I normally eat when I go out to eat, just because I was letting Hunter pick a lot of the places that we were going, just because he hadn't really explored the Newport area. And that's totally fine. Like, I actually love that. And I feel like it was a way for me to prove to myself that I truly am okay with practicing balance. And I enjoyed those foods so much. I definitely, by the last day, was feeling very nauseous. I woke up one morning and I was like, wait, I literally feel sick. Like, why do I feel sick? And Hunter was like, probably because you haven't had a vegetable in like 4 days. And I was like, okay, that's honestly true. And I feel like I always say this to you guys, but it always is very reassuring to me when I kind of fall off of my routine or I practice balance, that it's like a huge reminder to me of why I even do what I do to begin with, why I try and eat a colorful diet, why I try and get my fruits and vegetables, why I cook a lot of my meals at home, because I love to feel good. And this weekend, by the end of the trip, I definitely didn't feel good. But that's okay. Like, I did feel good emotionally, and not every single day my top priority is physical. On this trip, I wanted to mentally feel good and I wanted to take a break. So I got that out of that, and I am just so happy. So that was my week. And now I'm home. We did a full vacation, post-vacation reset yesterday, and I feel 12 out of 10. I feel so rejuvenated. Hunter was doing homework most of the day, so it was really just me. And I'm very proud of myself. We got so much done. I actually filmed for YouTube. So if you like this episode, definitely go on YouTube after and watch that video. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. I thought it was a good topic because, I mean, we all go on vacation and summer's coming up and it's nice to feel back in a place when you come home. But before we get into it, we have to talk about the not so typical obsession of the week, which is actually going to be summer fashion, because I've actually never been a summer fashion person. I like winter fashion. I feel comfortable in winter clothes. And I don't know, this year I'm just really excited for summer fashion. And I feel like a lot of people don't feel as confident in summer clothing, which is natural. And I think that's just very common. So I just am here to tell you that you look just as beautiful in a sweatsuit that you do in a bathing suit. And if you feel like you have imperfections or if you're insecure about anything on your body, I just want you to know that there's so many more things that are more important than what your body looks like and the insecurities that you feel about your body, especially when you're trying to enjoy like a beach day or a pool day or be around your friends. Like, the least important thing there is what you look like. And that goes for if you look good too. Like, who cares about what we look like? This summer is about enjoying your time, finding people that you love, living in the moment, maybe grab an Instagram picture and move on, but don't dwell on what you look like and don't make that the number one thing. Like, yes, we all love to feel cute. We all love to feel confident. I feel like I always get like misinterpreted when I say that I don't care about what I look like. I'm not even saying that. It's just that I'm trying to draw more attention onto what we feel like and who we're with and living in the moment. And yeah, that's exactly how I felt this trip. I didn't stress over what I looked like. I didn't stress over, you know, whatever it is, whatever insecurity I was feeling that day. I wasn't stressing over it and I was just living in the moment. And I don't normally do that in the summertime, I'm not gonna lie. And yeah, I'm just excited for summer fashion because I don't think I've ever felt this confident before. And it has nothing to do with what I look like. It has nothing to do with my fitness level right now, anything like that. It truly just has to do with like what comes from within and what I'm prioritizing and like feeling happy about. So yeah, summer fashion is my not so typical obsession. And then my not your typical obsession, so something that I'm not a fan of this week, is probably my caffeine addiction, because I did notice on this trip I spent way too much money on lattes. I was getting 2 lattes a day. And lattes are expensive, especially in California. So I definitely need to change that habit before we move there next month, because I cannot be spending $20 a day on coffee. I would way rather like save that money and then like buy something at the end of the week, you know? This is how my mind works with money. But yeah, I definitely have a caffeine addiction. And I think everyone who's been listening to my podcast for a while definitely knows that, because I talk about it all the time and it's just still going strong. I cannot make the switch to matcha. I can't make the switch to tea. It's just something about a latte, but I really need to just chill. Also, I don't know what it is, but like, I don't want to get a decaf latte. At that point, I'm like, why would I even get one? But I guess it would help my caffeine addiction. I don't know. So not a fan of my caffeine addiction. I also feel like I'm giving one to Hunter because we'll just be like hanging out and I'm like, let's go get a coffee. And he's like, oh, we just had one. And I'm like, so? And he's like, okay. But that's like definitely not good. So anyway, moving on. Gonna try and fix that as soon as possible. But my word of the week this week is just, I guess, fulfillment. Like, I want to find things that fulfill me here in Arizona. I am very, very excited to move. Like, I'm on Zillow every single day, but I really want to just like live my last 3 weeks to a month here in Arizona to the fullest and do everything that fulfills me here and like really get it out before we move. I want to go to spin as much as I can, like physically with it being healthy. I want to hang out with my friends as much as I can. I want to go to all my favorite places and like restaurants before we move, hang out with my family as much as I can, hang out with Hunter's family, and just do the things that fulfill me because we're moving soon. And like, that's so crazy. I've never moved out of Arizona. So that's my word of the week. And yeah, I think it'll be a good week. I think it'll be a good 3 weeks before we move. So I'm excited. But let's get into the episode. You guys know I just went on vacation. I feel like I said it like 50 times in this episode already. But there's a few things that I do to, one, prepare for vacation, and two, set my week up for the week after vacation. So my post-vacation routine. First thing is a mindset. And it's coming home from vacation after you've had maybe a lot of foods that don't feel good to you, but feel good emotionally, but don't feel good physically. Maybe you took a lot of rest days. You messed up your sleeping schedule. You really wore out your social battery. All of these things that don't maybe align with your day-to-day life. But coming home, you shouldn't be thinking back and regretting what you did or regretting throwing yourself out of routine because, one, it already happened. So we don't live in the past. We try and live in the present. What's the point in living in the past? We have to live right in front of us. And also just know that those things are crucial to life. Those are crucial to happiness. We can't live this perfectly structured life. And I mean, who wants to do that? Who wants to wake up and do the same thing every single day, never have a bump in the road, never have these moments of enjoyment, really? Like, these things are enjoyable. Being thrown out of your routine is enjoyable. And we can't have a negative mindset of, oh, I wish I didn't do that, because it's amazing that you did that. And even if you had the worst time ever, you got food poisoning and you wish that you didn't eat the foods that you ate, or you wish that you would have worked out, whatever it is, even if you had the worst vacation known to man, at least you went, gave yourself the chance to have a good time. Mentally, you were trying to practice balance. Whether it worked out or not, you were there showing up for yourself, showing up for balance, showing up for having this healthy, balanced lifestyle. So if not having fun, at least you practice balance. And I think that that's amazing. And for me, anytime I practice balance, whether I enjoyed it or not, it's a win. And yeah, I always feel really happy with myself when I get back from vacation. I didn't used to, and that's why I'm bringing it up now. I used to always be like, oh, now I'm thrown out of my routine. I have to fix my sleep schedule. I feel like I'm thrown back on my fitness goals. Like, I don't feel as my endurance went down, all of these things. And I just don't feel that way anymore. Like, it's honestly fun. Like, I'm excited to go to spin tonight and be fully set back so I can have something to work towards. Like, that's just how my mind works. And I'm very like goal oriented. And yeah, so everything starts with the mindset. Be happy that you went. Be happy that you enjoyed your time. Be thankful that you were able to go on a trip. Be thankful that you allowed yourself to go and have fun. And another thing that I feel like I always used to struggle with is coming home and being like sad. I don't think that this is gonna be relatable to everyone, but I've definitely struggled with mental health in the past where I don't want to be like home. I don't want to go back to my routine because to me, like, vacation is 10 times better. You know, like, I love being at the beach. I love being around all my friends. I know this is very like niche and I have a lot of friends in different states. So whenever I came home, I just was like sad. Or when Hunter used to live in a different state than me, when we did long distance, I would go travel to him and I'd be so happy and like be with him and be on the East Coast. And it was so cool. And then it was like, oh, I have to go home now. Like, I have to go back to like normal, boring life. And I just don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to live my life wishing I was somewhere else. I don't want to not enjoy the day that is in front of me. So that's where like that fulfillment word kind of comes in, where I'm trying to do things here that fulfill me. And I've truly fallen in love with my routine in Arizona because of this. I think I've done such a good job in 2022 of falling in love with my daily routine here and not living my life thinking about, oh my God, I can't wait till I live in California, or like daydreaming about the life that I don't have. Like, I don't want to daydream about how successful I'm going to be in 10 years or daydream about my wedding with Hunter. Like, daydreaming is fun, but it is like a form of procrastination, and it's a way of living in the future rather than living right now. And that's just something that I've always had to work on, is being happy being home. And once you find happiness being home, I feel like it just sets everything else into place. And it's exciting waking up. It's exciting going to bed at night because you want to wake up in the morning. Like, it's just a great way to live your life. And I'm excited that I've gotten to that point. And even this trip, like on the last day, I really, really did not want to go home. I did everything that I could to convince Hunter to stay another day, but he literally couldn't because of all the homework he had. But I just did not want to go home. I love it there. I literally love it there so much. And I could kind of feel myself having that feeling of, oh, I don't want to go back to home. I don't want to go back to my daily routine. But then I like took a second and was like, wait, I actually love being home. And I can't wait to go to spin. I can't wait to see my friends. And yeah, so it's just a mindset change. And don't get upset with yourself if that thought comes into your head. Like, that's normal. And what you do with that thought is what's important. If you let it pass, then you're great. Don't dwell on it and don't let it ruin your day. Don't let it ruin the thought of being home. Just let it pass. And that's what I do. And I found that it really, really does help. But more of the like actual tasks of resetting your life when you get back home kind of starts before you go on vacation. Some of the things that I always do, like I literally love doing this before I go on a trip, is clean my sheets, clean my apartment, and also empty the fridge. This is the formula that will help you feel way more at home when you come home. Like, of course, you're not going to feel happy if you walk into a dirty apartment, if your room is a mess, if your bed isn't made, your sheets are dirty. Like, of course, it's not going to compare to the luxury feeling of being on vacation. Not that every vacation is luxury, but you know what I mean? Like, in our heads, vacation is so much better. So coming home to a dirty apartment is just setting yourself up not for success. It's actually setting yourself up for failure. And yeah, this past trip, we definitely cleaned our apartment. The only thing we didn't do was empty out our fridge, that I highly regret. So yeah, here's your reminder, empty your fridge before you go on vacation, or you'll come home and your apartment will definitely have a smell to it that you don't love. Yeah, I've definitely had to light a bunch of candles the past 2 days. But yeah, just trust me on this one. Make your bed, clean your sheets, at least tidy up your apartment, and empty out your fridge.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And then when you get home from your trip, something I always do is, one, leave my suitcase out, like in the open, because if I put my suitcase in the closet, you know I'm not touching that for another month. Like, I'm not touching that until I go on a trip again. So leave your suitcase out, even unzip it, open it, and tell yourself that night, I'm going to clean this tomorrow. I'm going to handle this tomorrow. Because every single day that you wait to do your suitcase is adding like a month onto cleaning it out. So if you do it right away, you're all set. You're all good. I promise you'll be so much happier this way. Another like random thing that I realized yesterday that I really like to do after I go on a trip is stretch. I'm always so tight after a trip. One, because I don't work out on my vacations most of the time. 9.999 out of 10 times I don't work out on vacation. So I find my muscles are very like tight and they're just not warmed up at all. It's been like 5 days since I've gone into the gym. Also, if I like drove to California, I've been in a car for 6 hours the day before. And I stretched yesterday for maybe 10-15 minutes, and it felt so good after. My muscles felt way more loose, and yeah, stretching in general I like to do. I definitely do not stick to a stretching routine. It's been a goal of mine for the past year to get more flexible, but I'm just so unflexible. It honestly kind of hurts that, like, I don't really look forward to stretching, so it's something I'm like, oh, I forgot to stretch today. Like, no, you didn't forget, you just didn't want to. But yeah, I stretched yesterday. I thought it was like a really good add to post-vacation routine because, I mean, obviously we're going to be a little bit more like tight on vacation, and it felt really good. And then another thing I always do right when I get home is clean out the fridge if I didn't before we leave, look at what we have, and then go grocery shopping. It's so easy to come home from vacation, not go grocery shopping, continue to eat out, continue to look at the fridge like, oh, we don't have anything. And to me, I just don't like that feeling. I don't like to get to dinner time and just be like, oh, I don't know what to make. That's where cooking kind of becomes stressful and like a not so fun task. But I love cooking. I think it's a really good way to like relax at the end of the night. But it's only relaxing if I do it right and I prep my vegetables for the week and I have a bunch of options in the fridge, or I plan out my recipes so that when it comes to the actual cooking process, it's so much easier and so much smoother that I don't even have to think. And it's more of like a meditation situation where I'm like very focused on what I'm doing rather than like the planning process of cooking. So that's what I've just found, that that really helps me to menu plan for the week, figure out, okay, well, what breakfast options do I want to have in the fridge? What lunch options? What meal can I make more of so I can have it for leftovers throughout the week? What light prepping can I do? Can I cut up my onions so that it's easier to cook with throughout the week? Can I put my cilantro in a mason jar so that it lasts longer? You know, like, I just do little things. I'm not this huge meal prepper where I like section out my meals and put them in separate Tupperwares. Like, no, that is way too much for me. And also, like, I find that when it comes to the time to eat it, I'm just like, eh, I don't want to. I'm like over the meal, especially if I'm having it too much. But that's just a personal preference. I'm not saying like I'm against meal prepping. I just don't enjoy it, so I don't do it. I'm more ingredient prep, so I can kind of switch up my meals throughout the week. Obviously, I know like I have that luxury. I work from home. I can cook a 20-minute meal at lunch. I totally understand if you have to take your lunch. I used to do that all the time when I had a 9-to-5 job. But yeah, another thing that I really do love to do when I get home, like the day I get home, is go grocery shopping. And I make it fun. Like, I don't just like grocery shop and like leave. Like, I make it a thing. I get a coffee before. I write my grocery list. I bring my list. I take my time. I try and look at like new products, and I just make it fun. I don't know. I've always really liked grocery shopping. I saw Sydney Adams the other day on Instagram say that, or maybe it was her YouTube channel, but she was like, there's nothing better than working out and then going to the grocery store. And I could not agree more, because if you know, you know. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't, don't. If you go to the grocery store and you enjoy your time there, then you have the hot girl gene, because it's just, I've always loved it. It's like one of my favorite parts of the week. So I kind of prolong the experience of grocery shopping and make it kind of fun and exciting. And then another thing that I like to focus on truly when I get home, just having colorful meals and making my meals fun, adding a bunch of veggies, mostly because I definitely don't have like an abundance of vegetables most of the time when I am on vacation. Do not take this wrong. I'm not saying, oh, you need to only eat vegetables. We're on this like going on a diet. No. I don't support that. I feel like going on diets is just a really easy way to get yourself burnt out. It's an easy way to have a negative view on health rather than just adding things to your life and adding in wellness where you can and where it fits and where it feels right. But I do notice every time I come home from a vacation, I do crave more vegetables. I crave more fruits. I crave colorful meals and meals that rejuvenate me and make me feel really good. I'm not saying those are the only meals I have. I'm just saying I do like to add those meals into my life, because like I just said, by the end of the trip, I was kind of feeling lethargic and my stomach was upset. Like, I've been drinking ginger tea every single night to kind of combat that like feeling of bloat, which I don't mind bloating. Like, that is so normal. And I'm not saying like, oh, get rid of the bloating. No, like, I just want to get rid of the pain. I don't care what I look like. I just want to get rid of the feeling of bloat. But yeah, so I just try and focus on what veggies can I add in? What recipes do I like that I feel like have a lot of veggies or I feel like make me feel really good? So that's something I do. And then also I really like to plan out my week because it can be very, very overwhelming, especially if you have a job where if you take a week off, like that work is still there. That work is piling up and you're going to have to get back to that work. And I'm not trying to induce any stress on you, but it's just the reality of life. Like when you take a break, you're going to have to get back to it and you're going to have to get to those things that you missed. And I think really, no matter what job you have, no matter if you have an assistant that kind of took over for you, you're going to have a little bit heavier of a workload. And even if you don't have a heavier workload, it is harder to jump back into it. So I find that having a weekly planner, I like to write it. I know a lot of people like Google Calendar, whatever. You're crazy if you do. I'm just kidding. I just really like to write things. But writing out my entire week and looking at my week and thinking, okay, what do I have on Tuesday? What do I have to get done by Friday? And something I like to focus on is having 1 to 3 goals a day, like very, very high goals, things that have to get done. And then anything else is just like the maybes, because if you throw a 10 bullet list of things you have to do every day for the week, like, yeah, of course you're going to miss vacation. Of course you're going to be like, oh my God, I hate being home, because you're throwing way too much at yourself. And even if you do have a lot to do, maybe section it. Like the morning, I want to get these 3 things done. By lunch, I want to get these 3 things done. It's just making sure that you aren't overwhelming yourself rather than just setting yourself up for success. I feel like I should have freaking named my podcast that, because I say it so much, but it's just made a huge difference in my life. When I pre-plan, I pre-think of my future self, and I don't want to wake up in the morning and have this huge list of tasks to do. It's just way too overwhelming. So anyway, I found that just like keeping it simple, writing lists, planning out my week has really, really helped. And yeah, that's my like post reset routine. I definitely do some things like drink more water, try and stay hydrated. I'm so bad at remembering to drink water on vacation. I like to do my skincare a little extra. I like to take a long shower. Obviously, I like to like do my laundry, make sure that our apartment is clean, play with Coco a little bit more. You know, there's like little things that I do, but I feel like those main things that I like definitely focus on when I get home and I have that feeling of resetting. But yeah, I'm so excited for summer. I really don't have any summer plans yet because we are moving. So it's kind of like, well, do you go on a trip when you are living somewhere that you used to vacation? Like, it's going to feel like vacation to us living in California. And yeah, we don't have any summer plans. I probably will make summer plans. I'm not someone who like plans super long in advance. I used to like, usually if someone's like, oh, do you want to go on a trip? I'm like, yeah, sure. How does like next week sound? Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm very like, I don't like to pre-plan things because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to feel that week. I don't know how my schedule is going to look, but that's probably the like antisocial part of me where I'm like, I don't know what antisocial mood I'm going to be in that week, or, you know, I don't know. I never know how I'm going to feel. So I try and like really wait till the last minute. But I do have a wedding to go to. So shout out Lauren if you're listening. Lauren and Keiko's wedding is in May and I'm so excited. You guys might know her, Lauren Doan from YouTube. We just saw them in California yesterday, which also I want to mention, like, first of all, they're the best people and hanging out with them is literally one of my favorite things ever. She's, I think, one of my favorite people I've ever met in my entire life. And yeah, I said this at the beginning, my faith in just people is always restored. Not that it was like not there to begin with. I'm just saying it's like extra restored when I meet people that just talk about things that I fully agree with. And it's just a breath of fresh air, especially when I meet people in like the wellness world, like I was saying, Autumn, Nat, Rebecca, Lindsay, we all hung out. And these are girls where like you guys have to go follow them. I'm going to put all of their Instagrams in the show notes. But if you do follow them, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you follow me, you know what I'm talking about. Like the way that I promote health and the way that I share my lifestyle and live my lifestyle is very different than the typical fitness influencer. That's the whole point of what my podcast is named, Not Your Typical, because when I was growing up and when I first got into lifting, I was following all these people that we're promoting things like counting calories and don't sway from your routine, don't go on vacation, or if you do go on vacation, do it this way and make sure you're doing everything you can to reach your goals. And it's like, what, why would I want to live that way? And why did I live that way? Why was I listening to these people who were promoting such a toxic relationship with health and fitness? And I'm not here to say if you do these things that it's toxic for you. I'm just saying it was toxic for me. And either way, like, I will always stand by this. I think it's toxic to promote, because yes, maybe some people have to do this or that for their health. But when you promote it to such a general population and not reminding people that everyone's body is different, and I'm not saying that these any type of influencer owes anyone anything, and we're not doctors, but I find it very, very toxic if you are sharing, one, misinformation, two, not clarifying when you speak. Like, for me, I'm always constantly saying that my life is going to be different than yours, that you aren't seeing everything that I do behind the scenes. You're seeing a very perfected lifestyle. And yeah, so back to my point is just meeting people who are very careful with what they say. Honestly, that's what it comes down to. Be mindful of what you're saying. Be mindful of what you're doing. And it's such a breath of fresh air that there's just becoming more and more people in the wellness world that are understanding that it's a sensitive topic. You can't just say whatever you want in front of whoever you want and think that they don't have a trigger, or think that you're not promoting something toxic. Like, everyone should be held accountable for what they say. And yeah, I know that this isn't going to relate to everyone. I know that not everyone has these friends that are super passionate about wellness and that's like the topic of conversation. But if it does come up, be mindful of what you say. And even if it's not about wellness, be mindful. Don't sit there and talk crap about Y2K fashion if your friend that's sitting right there is into Y2K fashion. You know, it's about being aware and being mindful and being held accountable for what you say. And I think that that's really, really important. And I just love when I meet people who intentions are so pure and intention is to uplift. And I don't know, I'm just so happy and I'm very, very excited to live closer to these people. Not saying that my friends at home aren't like that. Oh my God, like, literally just everyone in my life is so uplifting, and that's the people I gravitate towards because that's how I see myself and that's who I want to be. So I'm not giving myself a compliment. I'm just saying that that's the type of people I want to be, or that's the type of person I want to be. So I'm going to surround myself with those people. And yeah, I'm just happy. So thank you for chatting with me. I feel like this was kind of a life update slash episode. So let me know if you like a more chatty episode. I feel like I try and get straight to the point, but it doesn't hurt to mix in some chatty episodes here and there. But that brings me to my journal prompt of the week, and it's, who do I want to surround myself with? So what type of friends do you want in your life? Do you want friends who are uplifting? Do you want friends that motivate you? Do you want friends that are into wellness? You know, our friends are a reflection of us. I say that all the time. So what type of friends do you want in your life? And yeah, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. It was very, very fun catching up, and I will see you guys next week on Monday. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Seriously, it helps so much, especially for a new podcast. If you like this episode, if you got to the end of it, just go give a 5-star review if you loved it. I promise it's so easy and it helps me more than you know, or even leaving a review so I can read your opinion. Like, that means so much to me. So definitely go do that. But thank you guys again for listening. I will chat with you next Monday. I love you and have the best week.